Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. This is one of my favorite interviews of the year. It's an annual interview that we have to talk about the wonderful fundraiser called Gobblegate. And this year is no different. We are talking about Gobblegate. It's going to look a little bit different. But we have on the phone with us today the founders of Gobblegate of Hastings, Jay Kochendorfer and Mary Fassbender. Great to chat with you both. How are you?
Good.
Gobblegate is an annual tradition for many people over Thanksgiving. Why don't I let you guys give a little bit of background about the event itself? And didn't this come to fruition because you did the turkey trot and then went out for a little beverage afterwards? How does that story go again?
Mary, that was back in 97, wasn't it?
Yes.
Obviously, yeah, 98. It was in 97.
It was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Really wasn't that long ago.
24 years ago.
Well, the story was Mary and I did the turkey trot, and we're like, gosh, this would be so fun and amazing to bring it to the community of Hastings. And, you know, it was months before the event and maybe not months. Yeah, it was literally months, maybe 6 months prior or five or four or however it worked out. But we put our heads together and decided to come up with the idea of putting the fundraiser together and combining it through with Hastings Family Service and giving back to the community and how that would look through that lens. And everything came to fruition and quite quickly.
And what year was that, Jay?
1998, because that would have been our first
Gobblegate. Yeah, Gobblegate 98.
But we did the run together in 97. But yeah.
Right.
So 98 for Hastings for the inaugural first event.
So tell us what that first event looked like, please.
Well, to be honest, we started with 400 runners. And I don't have my little manila envelope with me, but if I remember right, we raised $7,000. And our sponsorships back then are our largest supporters. And it was just, it was a grand old day. It was not really very cold. It wasn't your typical Thanksgiving day, but it was great. Back then, our main sponsor was Wendy. It was called RJ's at the time, Wendy Dodge-Agan. And she today is still with us. And many of the sponsors that are with us today started with us back then. So with that, we're very, 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 very thankful.
And Mary, if I look back at that picture, I just think of all the fun logos that we had in the back of the shirt that we no longer can put because we have so many business sponsors, which we're so blessed and thankful for still to this day. And you're right. I don't know. Unless they went out of business, I feel like those people can still continue to this day with us and have stuck with the mission of giving back, which is awesome.
It is. It's great. You know, this year just going to be different. You know, we need to, you know, kind of our motto is we need to come together by staying apart. And with that, you know, our hopes are, and actually we already know that many of the sponsors have already reached out to us and said they are still willing to support us this year. So again, as we know, Hastings Family Service is in need more of this year than any other year. I mean, every year I think we feel like it's just an important year. Every year is. With COVID, the need is just so much more.
So Gobblegate is still going to take place this year in 2020, but it's just going to look a little different. Explain that to people, please.
Well, we have an online store this year, which already many people are already going on there to purchase items. So as far as the T-shirt, you know, so many people say, oh, I want a T-shirt. Well, we are still going to have that T-shirt. And the cool thing about it is, last year, the back of the shirt, that the sponsor list, will still be printed this year on the back of the shirt. Even if the sponsor cannot give or if it's not the same amount that, you know, they have given in the past, we are just simply reprinting that sponsor list on the back of this year's shirt. Again, as I said, many sponsors are reaching out and saying yes, more than ever. So the online store has that T-shirt, which, you know, this year our motto is Outrunning 2020. It's a very cute picture of our turkey that's kind of running away from 2020. So we have a long sleeve cotton shirt, performance shirt, and then we also have a pullover hoodie the other good thing about this year, now with an online store, we're learning so much more. We have youth shirts in all sizes, which so many people have said, gosh, I want to get my kid one. Well, you know, prior gobble gates, we pre-print everything. And then if we have any left, we're stuck with it. So we lose out. With an online store, we don't reprint, and it just goes right through Mike Kelly at Nine Needles, which he so graciously has come up with a great plan for our store. That way we don't lose money. They'll be printed and just sent right at their to their house. And then we have a fleece-lined knit cap and a fleece-lined beanie cap. And then there's a trucker cap. And this items this year, that patchwork is really in this year. So we have a leather gobblegate patch that is on the hat. And then we also just added a cable knit hat with a pom-pom. And then we also have masks. Anyway, it's really kind of fun and it's different. And I think it's just going to help us out in many parts where people can go online, get their item. They're guaranteed if they are online, if they go online by November 15th, they will have their item for Thanksgiving Day. So what we're kind of encouraging people to do is put their garb on and go out and take a run, throw us a picture, a photo op, or whatever they want to do to show that they're wearing their item. And then after that, the store will reopen, Mo, for people who want to, as they see the items, they're going to love them, and they're going to want to give them for Christmas items. So then it'll reopen and continue. I don't remember the date, but yeah, it's all good. I love the shirt. It's just so cute.
So if people are listening at home and they still want to be able to participate, give money to the cause, all of that, this is a great way that you would encourage them to do so. And where can we find these items, please?
Gobblegate website.
And the pull up the page and it'll say it in big bold letters, online store, and just click on there and they can go that route. If there by chance would be someone who doesn't have that ability, just have them reach out to me or Jay or whoever, and we'll get them in contact with the items that they're looking for.
You know, I love the fact that you now are able to offer some youth sizes in things. I bet that's going to be a huge, huge seller. So this will be a great way for us to still support the cause. And then, Jay, you started to talk about what the actual Thanksgiving Day is still going to look like. You're encouraging people to go out and still walk or run a course of their own.
Absolutely. And the thing is Gobblegate tradition is still going to continue for families. That's come up several times to our committee and the people that help put all of this together, which includes, you know, Stacia and Brian, myself and Mary and the team, and have come up, with Mike Kelly and just all these great ideas. And I'm super thankful that as a team, and we all know that this tradition that has been a tradition, not only to us, we've done it for so many years, it's been amazing, but it's for the families and the people and the businesses that it also means so much to, and it's going to continue. It's just going to continue through a different lens this year. And that lens is, yes, go on, if you can support and get all the items, get all the merchandise, get it early, get out, get your shoes on, do the course, do a different course, whatever you want to do, make it a tradition. But it all is going to boil down to the money is going to be donated back to Hastings Family Service. It's not ideal in terms of how, things are going to look this year through the lens, but the Gobblegate tradition is still going to continue. So that's what I'm thankful for. And for the businesses that can give back, like Mary said, that's incredibly amazing. But one thing that we wanted to make clear as a team was, wow, we've had so many businesses for so many years, support for so long. In unfortunate times with COVID and everything that everybody's going through, these people can give, great. If they can't, we understand that, hey, we're in this all together as a team. We just wanted to give back to the people that have given to Gobblegate for so long and so many years and have been amazing, amazing supporters to our cause. And we're thankful for that. Mary, is there anything you want to add to that? I think that, you know, you really covered that well with all the businesses, and we're just super thankful.
I think the only thing I'll add, I know people are questioning if Storm Creek is going to have their sale, and they are. Again, it will look differently, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but they, too, are one of our presenting sponsors, along with Vermilion Bank, and they're being very gracious to us again this year. So I think there will be more to come on the Storm Creek sale, but I've had many people reach out to me, and I can say yes, there will be a Storm Creek sale. As far as dates and times and how that's going to look, that will come more from them than it will from us. So, but I'm sure that information will soon to be out there.
So as far as, Jay, you mentioned maybe people might want to replicate the course that has been laid out over the years, and I know that's changed over the years. Will the businesses downtown be open?
That is up to the businesses. I think, to be honest, in talking to a few of them, they just want to have Thanksgiving for themselves this year. It's a tough year for everyone, so I think they're feeling more that, you know what, if this is going to be a year like this, I want to spend this year with my family instead of opening their doors. Now, I can't say that there aren't going to be some that are going to open, but that's kind of what I'm hearing. And you know what, good for them, because like we all know, it's been a hard go for all these small businesses, for all businesses. So maybe it's a special year for all of us just to be more thankful for what we do have. And family, as we all know, is very important for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. So in 1998, you had 400 runners. How many did you have last year?
3,400, and we donated 127,000. We have reached our 1.5 million that we have donated through the generosity of, like I say, sponsors and our spectators too, and our participants. It's how Hastings is. We all just come together.
Absolutely. And that happened, 2 years ago? I know the years fly by, Mary, and gosh, I lose track of time when it comes to that. But with that, how many years ago was that? That we hit that 1.5.
Yes, last year we pushed it, you know, over a little bit more than 1.5. So
I was going to say the last couple years.
And we're just going to keep going to the next million.
Absolutely, and it sounds like people are going to stick with you until then as well. So again, Gobblegate is still going on. It's just looking different, and it's going to be more of a self-directed Gobblegate. Is that a fair way to explain it? And people can go to gobblegate.com, and you can click on that online store, and I'm on there right now looking. Darling, I love the cable knit with the little fur pom-pom on top. Yes, lots of cute things, and like you said, Mary, they'd be great Christmas gifts, and you're supporting a wonderful cause as well. So getting back to Gobblegate over the years, I'm sure that this was a tough, tough decision for you both to, you know, to come to the conclusion that you did, but really it's the only decision, isn't it?
You know, it's really hard to make a decision when everything around you is canceling, you know, the other races around us. Now, a lot of them are just, well, they are. They can't even really have a race. They're doing the whole virtual thing. Yeah, tough decisions, definitely. So next year, I think we'll all miss that, the beginning song that we all stand there and so appropriately look at our flag. And we have usually a special singer or performances from, you know, the kids, which is, you know, always kind of my favorite part, putting the flag up on the fire truck. I mean, there's so many
of our favorite moments.
Yeah, the emotional things. And then to blow the gun and see all those people having such camaraderie and with their families and their pets. And it's a joyous, joyous occasion that I think will be missed. I know it will be missed. I will miss it. My morning's going to look a lot different, as is Jay's and many others. But
yeah, it's going to be really different.
Yeah, I think next year we can all come together in a grateful and a thankful way and just say, well, we got through COVID, and let's just go on like we never missed a link.
Some people are going to bed when we're just waking up for the morning. Our morning alarms blow quite early on Thanksgiving morning, and it's such a fun morning. Definitely going to look, it's going to be different and feel really different and awkward. And
I think we should just get up there, Jay, Brian, and Stacia and I, and go down there and, you know what, toast to 2020's Gobblegate.
Absolutely. Right. And we can all do that from the comfort of wherever we are listening. I like your strategy of coming together by staying apart. And the theme for the 2020 Gobblegate is Outrunning 2020. Love that. Love that. I want to say thank you to both of you for all you've done for everybody over the years. And Gobblegate has really solidified Hastings in many ways as a destination for Thanksgiving Day races, which is fun. But it also, I think, brings people together in a way that you can be very proud of. And also, it's a great fundraiser for a wonderful organization called Hastings Family Service. And again, if you give them money, your money goes so much farther than if you would go out and just try to buy groceries on your own or help in some other way. So Hastings Family Service can always use some donations, and it's a great idea for us to be able to go online to your online store at gobblegate.com and get what we need from there and run our race wherever we are listening. We look so forward to what the new year brings and what Gobblegate 2021 brings. And again, on behalf of all of us in this listening area, thank you both for all you have done over the years. And I hope that you get a little opportunity to reflect and perhaps rest on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. It's always our pleasure. Hopefully. We love doing it, and it's a commitment for us to give back, and the tradition is going to continue. It's just going to look different, but we love what we do, and I know Mary loves it. I know we love it. Our team loves it. Our committee loves it. It's just, we love giving back every year.
Well, we appreciate
it. And doing what we can do.
Absolutely. Well, we'll all try to do our own part. Thank you so much today. We want to thank Mary Fassbender and Jay Kolkendorfer, the founders of Gobblegate. And if you want to learn more about how you can celebrate your own Gobblegate, go to gobblegate.com. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA. In Hastings.